Rosh Hashanah, Bimari. We are in the sugya of Shehiyah. And the sugya of Shehiyah, it came out already that the Issa to leave your food on top of a flame, unless we have these seven different ways of doing it. Either number one, a kasha gvova, the second is garfa kotum, the third is the case of Michael ben Nisari called Nechananiel, the fourth is the Gemara case of Samach, the fifth is Michael ben Nisari, which is called Tzorkei, when it's Yofloi or Aloi. Then we have two cases in the Gemara Dafid Ches, the case of Kidur Chaisa, or Tof Betit, Shorik. Now, we went through already five of them. The idea of Tof Betit, Shorik, that's the Menuration Dalit. We still do not go to the Sugya of the idea of Smicha. Everyone had to, we have to define. That's the Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin. The Gemara after has three Toshimaz, Negit, Machlokes, Chananya, verse Rabbanim. The Gemara was not pushed to Shiloh. The Gemara is, Yvoilu, Mahu, Lismoch, Bo. Can a person do an act of Smicha? The Gemara explains what's the question. That maybe the halacha is dafka toichoi the gabo is osur, have a smicha is mutter, or loishno. The maisa both be a case that's osur. Come the Gemara, ask to be toshimaz, and the end of the day is pleshut lakula. Now the first shayla among the rishonim is who exactly is a shayla negate the sugya of smicha? Is the shayla negate the abonim? They come along to be machmon negate the sugya of shira that's gara for kotum. By smicha you can be meichel. But the question is according to Chananya. Whose sheet are we going on? So they come along the Rishonim, they point out, when you read the three Toshimaz, the first one and the third one, the first and third Raya, are cases of Shehiyah. It's black and white, a case of Shehiyah. That means the first Toshima, the case we have two Kiyos, they're Tmimois, they're twins over here, one attached to the other, one's Gorof, the second one is not Gorof. The Gemara says, on the one that's Gorof, you can put on top of it. I, the one that's not Gorof, Nichon again of Smicha. So you see, right, that smicha la maisa is mutter. Now the words of the Bryce is, Mashina al gabe gufa k'tumo. You can do an act of shia on top of gufa k'tumo. The Bryce is causing the case of shia, black and white. The Gemara is derech l'ray over here, that maybe it's the midli, there was shalot bay aviroi, and there was even better than the case of smicha. Smicha might be also, here might be a case of smutter. But the first ray of the Gemara's case is a case of shia. The third ride of the Gemara. The Gemara writes, Braiso, a kisa that you be masik with gefas of eitzim. The words are, Samchim law, the ain't mekaim elm came grufu k'tuma. You do an act of smicha, you cannot be mekaim do an act of shia. See the Gemara, smicha mice is mutter, and that's a good ride. The third ride, though, is a case of shia. So we see the first and third ride in the gate of the sugya of shia. And therefore, coming the riff and says, even though the Shiloh, would you pass like Chananya or the Abonon, and we have no rayas. But in fact, the Gemara went on further and asked the question of Toshma Mal Lismach Boy. Says, riff, from the number one from the question, the Gemara says, Toichel Valgab is also Smicha's mutter. We see over here it's a raya, we passed in the Chom, the Shakatai is in the Chom. And number two says, riff, of his five rayas. The fact that we see over here that the rayas are, the prices are a case of Shia. Now he says for the third brisa, but even for the first brisa, says the Rosh. So you see, we're discussing a sugya of Shia, we pass on like the Chachamim. That means from the sugya of Smicha, coming the riff and says, this is one of his, he has five rayas, his first two rayas is from the sugya, we pass on like the Chachamim. That means coming the riff, he's understanding the sugya of Smicha as negated to the sugya of Shia. Mamshech, afterwards, the Rosh, he brings down this riff, he brings down the Balamora and says, no. The Balmor says the Maaser passed in Chananya. Why? Because Sheshis Omrav Yechnon goes like Chananya. Rova has two Mishnaisim like Chananya over here. And therefore, the whole Gemara's question to get to Smicha is only in the gate to Chazara. The Gemara's question again, Reboilu of Samoch of Smicha is not like the Rift negate to Shia. The question to get to Sugya of Chazara. I fact the Balmor upon himself, the Rift's Kasha, the Gemara's rise in a case of Shia. So that's true. Avad, we have a Mandiyomo. That Shia needs to be gone for Kotim, the Gemara says, is Rabbi Yehuda. There is such a Mandiyoma out there. And therefore, those prices are Rabbi Yehuda, we do not paskin like. But we're bringing a raya from Shia to Chazara, just like in Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that he needs a case of Gar for Kotim by Shia. Yet by Smichel Bimekel, us, who we go like the Chananya, we're going to say that we need a case of Gar for Kotim by Smichel, but we need Gar for Kotim by Chazara, by Smichel, my sweet mutter. The same look of Yehuda made by Shia, we'll make it Chananya by Chazara. Chazara will not from the case of Shia. Afterwards, Mamshach the Rosh further, and brings down the Ben Yonah says, you want to learn out Shia, to look to the case of Chazara. Can Zayin? Chazara is more common than the case of Shia. Says the Rabbi Yonah, bring your ayah. The case of Toichai, put it on inside, looking to get Chazara, Kof, and Katam works. But not by the case of Toichai, putting something inside. So you see, Toichai works by the case of Shia and not by Chazara. Chazara is worse. How can we let one from another? And the Svart Mechabdin Chazara versus Shia is that we'll see that we pass in regular that Sigi Yisrael of Shia is the idea of Shem Yechato. Masha Enkein, the Rashi brings down, and Mishru goes this way, and Bekhla Poshku say, we have Noch Baya by Chazara of Mechziki Mevashal. It's a separate Sigi over here. Therefore, in Lomdis, Chazara is worse than the case of Shia. So what right do you, Balamon, want to say the Sigi is Chazara? Looking at Mashiach to Chazara. No, forget Chazara and Shia are two different things. Chazara is worse than Shia. And back to the right, the Sigi is causing the halacha according to Chachamim. Then for this reason, come on the Rabbeinu Yoina, the Miri also, and said, we passed in like Chachamim. The Gemara is Chachamim and Nachananya. That's because of the Shaka Matayah, we have a right from the Sigi over here. That means again, what is the case of Smicha, the Gemara's question? It's Machalikis. According to the Balamor, according to the Rif, according to the Rif, the cases over here of Shia, and that's how Rabbeinu Yoina goes, according to the Balamor, the case is Chazara. Atzad HaShlishi, we touched it on the page, and Betzim looked at the Rashba and the Ritva and Chedush Iran brought down by the Sharetzin over here. It points out Lechor, there's a third option. The question is on both, not one or the other. That means, Kamlung Taisi, it says, it really depends. If the Gerso, if you learn is Lahash Tanan, and therefore the Mishnah lack the Chomim, then the question is Sai Shia and Sai Chazara. If Aloche is the Gerso is Lahash Tanan, the question here is, according to Chananya, it's either Chazara or according to Chananya, Shehiya less than Michael Ben Desai. That means we pointed out a question in Chananya, what's the halacha that's less than Michael Ben Desai? It's Gora for cotton work. We spread out the Bialocha, brings down the Kiveger, a Snapor, it seems to be for the Ben Yoina, the Rosh, the Meister of sure person maybe should be Machmer. Where's the right to be Michael? The Chorus, there's places over here. Now, Beikah, most from the Maisa are Mekel, this halacha, but the see clearly from this Taishas, this concept, the less than Michael Menasai, still in Chananya, that's the question. So it could be even a question in Shia, even according to even according to Chananya. So Maisa, again, we have these two Mahalchim, three Mahalchim among the Yishenim, is the question on Shia, or Chazara, or on both, and which Mandiyama is asking in? Are we asking Chananya, or on the Rabban over here? Lalocha, it's very clear that we pass it again, the Mechabik Dam, Stam Yesh Eimim. He starts off the Stam, the Ram, and the Rift, that go like Chachomim. He goes Yesh Eimim, the Sugya, like Rashi and Tosis, that's Chananya. In the Stam, when he brings down the Ram and the Rift, he brings down what's the Loch and the Gertis Smicha, the Sugya over here of Shia. He says it's Mutter. Why is it Mutter? That's more than Maskon, it's Mutter. It's all Gemara. Come on, among Avram, this is Kotten Hay, and he has very cryptic words over here. He brings down the Mechaber. Bring down the lashon of the Rambam. He says the Rambam is mashmo that Chazara is Osir. However, the second shita of the Mechaber, meaning the Yesh Oimim, Chananya, Rashi Taisvis, then a Maisel will be mutter. That means it comes out that the Mechaber is saying three things. Number one, it's mutter, that's Mechaber. And what's Chazara, depends what shita you're in, Chachomim or Chananya. And that is the question is, and built upon that, come on the Mishabun means down what exactly the Magavram mean. Bina Machlokes Dagamavavo, Rishab Kiveger. Now, understand about the Shiloh, what's Shiloh Magavram, is that you have to realize the Geta Smicha, there are three cases over here. That means you have your tan over here, you want to put your pot next to the tan on the outside, not inside, not on top, next to it. When are you doing the act of Smicha? Are you doing the act of smicha on Erev Shabbos? That's one option. So on Shabbos, you want to put your pot next to, it's not Michael Ben Desai, but it's Michael Ben Desai called the Rabban, you want to put it next to your Tana. You want to put it next to your Kivu over here. That's one case over here. The second case, the Gedis to give Chazara. That means it was cooked, you took it off, it's Biyodai, Daitai Lakzer, it's hot, it's really cooked. You want to put it back without being Garfakotam. The Gedis to the Sugil of Chazara, what's the look of the Gedis smicha? There's a third akimto where the oilam calls Nesina Lechatchila. That means you go over to your refrigerator, take out your tergul, and you do an active smicha. That means on Shabbos there are two ways of what they call Chazara, but not to confuse the two, they're called two different Lashainas. One's Chazar, meaning you took it off and you had the cloth and you put it back. And then the other case is when you took out the refrigerator, and they call it Nesina L'Chadchila. That's going to be the Mechab by Osn Sefei. When you do Nesina L'Chadchila, the Elam knows what you're going to do. You take it, you put it on top of your overturned pan and your hot plate, or other cases, not Mechzik Mivashu. But there's something called Nesina L'Chadchila. The question is, when the came along the Magar Avram, it says, the halacha that Chazorah is Osir, because the second Shita is Mutter, which Chazorah is he referring to? The Chazorah of the Mais Chazorah, the Kloli Chazorah, that was on before Shabbos, took it off for putting it back? Or what do you mean Chazorah, the Ger, when he means the Sin L'Chadchila, putting it there and the second Shita will be Maturit? Which one is he referring to? And we're moving down these two Shitas over here. What's Das the Magar Avram? That means he starts off, the Degma Vova says, that Avada number one, Shiel, Gmor Paskin is Mutter. Number two, Chazar is also Mutter. That's not a Shiloh, Avada Chazar is Mutter, by a case of Smicho. However, the whole question of Magar Vom is costing by the Sina L'Chadchila. That, according to the first sheet, the Mais will be Mutter, Osir. The second sheet, the Chanan, that Mais will be Mutter. That means it comes out a double Kula on the Degma Vova. He's saying that saying the first sheet, the second sheet, the Mechaber, Chanan, the Abonon, Chazar by Smichel Mais is Mutter. That's one Kula. Everyone agrees to that. A second Kula, because the second sheet, even the Sina L'Chadchila Mais is Mutter. Come on, Kiveger. It says, what right do you come along to say that Chazor, everyone agrees the Mais is Mutter by Smicha? The holy side of the Rif is Chazor is more Chomer than Shia. And the whole Gemara's case over here is Shia according to the Rif. The difference of Kiveger, Shia, that's what comes after Gemara's Mutter. By Chazorah, that's the Machloikis. And therefore, the Magar Avraham saying a Machloikis by what case? By Chazorah. The first sheet will come along to Aseret. The Yesh Erm Chanan, that will come along to be Maturit. The Sinan Achila, no one will come along to be Matur that. By the case of Smicho. Not the Rif, and not Rashi, not Chanan, not the Rabbanon. That means a double Chumro in the Mekiveger. That means it comes out by case of Smicho, by Chazorah. The Machloikis Chanan versus Rabbanon. Rif versus Rashi, Stav versus the Yesh Erm. And again, the Sinan Achila, Kamal, everyone will myself ask it over here. Those are the two ways to stand the Magar Avraham. Lokal Maisa, Mishmul Maisa seem to separate the two cases over here. That means you could put the two things together of Smicha Neged Chazorah, Smicha Neged Sina L'Chadchila. Mishmul Alokha seems to separate the two. That means let's take each one by itself. Smicha Neged Chazorah. Come on, Mishmul, and he has numerous rayas in the Vada that's going to be Mutter. Number one, he says, we have three Brises of the Gemara. The Gemara's first Brisa, we have two Kiyuris that are twins, one to another. The case over there of Shia, the Brisa brings down the Maskon of the Brisa, the Sefer, early in the Amid, and that case is a case of Chazorah. It's a case of Shia and Chazorah, both cases. That means the Gemara's having me know being both Shia and Chazorah. So it's a bit halacha. It's a clear halacha, and these Gemara's having me know we're being mattering Sai Shia and Sai Chazorah. The Rif's not going to disagree with that. It's true the Gemara goes on further and matter it since the midly Shol Bei Aviro, but the Maisa and the Hamina we arise Shia and Chazor. That's Aleph. You go on further and says also Taisus says the question is Sai and Shia and Sai Chazor. So we have Rav Taisus to be Michael once Gemara is pushed to Shiloh. What he says, look in the Chedusha Iran, brings down his Rebbe the Ra'ah. Now he calls it the Chedusha Iran. We today we call that the Shitl Iran. It's Miuchus Iran. It's not really the Iran. You won't find the Chedusha Iran. It brings down the Ra'ah. And the Ra'ah says, we'll only push you one of the questions. Shia, you're right. Chazar will not push it, but some double Lukulo. So also we make also double Lukulo against the Chazar. But he says, look at the Degma Vava. Well, he's in the Mishmurah, fifth point, look at the base mayor. Now look at the base mayor. Vicky is not coming from the Magar Avraham. It's coming from the Rambam itself. Loshen Rambam is Lismechlam, maybe Erev. Now, if you have Pendul Shulchan Aruch, you and the Chavrus I have, the words of the Mechaber, there seem to be two different Gersois in the Mechaber itself. The one that numerous Gersois are is Lismech La, the Kedera. The way the Beis Meir brings down the Lismech La, may be Erev, meaning Mechabe is causing a case of Chazorah on Shabbos. And that's best in the Lashon of the Rambam. The Kumi, part of my collection, Kiveg and Lemovov, is what the Gers of the Mechabe is. It really depends, it could be what Gers you have in the Mechabe. Is it Lismech La, may be Erev, Lismech La, Kedera. So based upon these five reasons, come along with the Mishmurah and the Sharetzion and the Bialocha, and words that come Achorim L'Maisa are Mekel, they get the speak of Smicha by Chazorah. That means at the end of the day, Mishmurah is saying, Shia, that's the Gemara, you matter the Smicha. By Chazorah,
also come up Machmer for these five reasons over here. Mekel, sorry. By Shio and Mekel, Mechazal also being Mekel over here. For these five reasons over here. Atzal Hasheni, come on Chaznish, he says, he wants that way, numerous rayas. He said, but after we read the Sugyo, it's not really totally Zebzer. You have an option to say, Sai Shia and Chazara, Lemaisa, both Osir. That's one side of the Gemara. The Gemara has a second side, both Lemaisa and Mutter. You have a third option. The Gemara could have came out that one's Osir, one's Mutter. The Gemara has really three options over here. And therefore, it comes out, if that's so, but the Gemara's push the Shalom of Shia, not push the Shalom of Chazara. That means the Mishmur's right from Taisvis is no raya. Taisvis says the question is Shia and Chazara. The Gemara's push the Shia. Mishmur says Shia must be Chazara also, because all one question. Says Chanish, not one question. The two different questions over here. Push it one without the other. Therefore, the way the Chanish ends off saying, therefore, in not pushing the question of Chazara, left being Osir, it's suffering to be Osir. That means, I think Mishmur took care of that, because Ross says, we're left with a suffix, a suffix of Balangulo. The Chanish Labdavka saw the sheet around inside. Labdavka had it. But the way the Chanish comes out, he says, we have three options over here. We have no chlorido. I think Gemara says, in the first Braiso, case of Chazara, I think Gemara wants to be a patient of that. They get to the sugya of the idea of Samach. He said, the Gemara is Daichikit. And the Gemara said, at the end of the day, that's called about Shult Abio. And therefore, once you're Daichikit, you have zero Rayo. Mishmur says, we have a Rayo from Ahavino. Says the Chanish, yeah, but not the Maskono. No Rav Maskono. Then the Maisa, he disagrees with the rise of the Bialocha, and it comes out the Maisa to be Machmo by Smicha negate the Sugim Chazorah. That's the second. That means number one, Shia by Smicha's Mutter. Number two, by the case of Chazor negate the Smicha, according to Mishmur, come our friend of Maisa to Mekel, and come the Chanish wants to be Machmo. Negate the Smicha by Nesil Lechachilo. The words of Mishabua, Yesh Makilim, it's nine that's Mavushko Tsarkari, otherwise you're Bayah Bishul, and the case of Tzcham. Now, Maisa, there are a couple of Mishaburas. There's a Bialach over here, Bialach and the Simin, Sharatin over here. Not that clear what the Mishabua's Maskon is, those are Mishabua's Timishin and Ches. What he comes out of Lochla Maisa? Where he starts off saying, read the Sharatin slowly, he starts off with Maisa, who's Mekel, and says the base mayor. Look at the base mayor, he comes from the Rambam, it's not Machal, whether it's Sino or Chazorah, the Maisa base mayor is Mekel. But he says, according to Degma Vovo, on the second Mahalach, in Chananyo, Maisa also is Mekel. That means Nan Chomim. So it starts with the base mayor, Degma Vovo, in Chananyo, Nathir Abonon. Atzala Shlishi says, but Nathir Ran Shito. Look at the Chadush Iran, the Chuan is coming to be Machma over there. That means he himself has two sides over here. That means even though in the Gates of Smicha, all three of me Mekel, but the Geta and the Sinan Achilo, he separates those, and therefore it's not clear how to paskin. The Bialoch at the end of the Simen, the last Bialoch of the Simen over here, sounds like he wants a Mitzatri Machm over here. The Maisa, there is a Graz over here in Sevchov and Kudsh Achim, the Maisa said, Ikadindi can be Mekel by Smicho. He can be Mekel. He said, Maisa Tavloch to be Machm with the Machmirim over here. Tarash and the Chanish says, Avad and Sinan Achilo, how the world can be Mekel over here. Avad to be Machm over here. So the Gedel Chavetz Chaim, his maskona seems to be Shia is Mutter, Neged Smicha, Chazor is Mutter, Neged Smicha, Sinan Chilo is what to talk about. More of a Svartri Machm over here.
What's the
Svartri Machm?
The
Sinan Chilo and the Chazor? So really, that's going to be next Chabur, Mustafa Chazor. You have a massive question my father's asking over here. Massive question. The idea of the Sinan Chilo, the Issim is a Mexican of Ashul. Chazor is mitzvah mechzikim of Ashul. Take one simple point over here. Negate the mechzikim of Ashul. Everyone knows that you can take a blech by Chazor and put something on top of it. It's not mechzikim of Ashul. Blech takes your mechzikim of Ashul. Can you a blech on top of the stovetop? Can you take out your pekula and put it on top of your blech and on the stovetop and chop it? No one will do that. Everyone knows you have to do an overturned pan on top of a hot plate or something like that. But no, put straight on top of the hot plate. My father is asking, how in the world does a blech take care of Mexican Vashal with the sugar of Chazaro? And Sinan Chilo doesn't do it. If it takes care of it, it takes care of both cases. Don't give either case. That's a bomb, Kasha. I don't think about it. That's really the next Chamorro. That's the sugar of Chazaro. How do you deal with it? Nothing to do with that sugar. Nothing to do with that. By us, sugar of Chazaro. Bomb, Kasha. Shkoyach. Bring it out. Don't think about it. Amaisel Berach, 30 years ago, they get the sugar of Smicho. So someone had a Pesach. Usually our ovens are, we don't do smicha practically. The only time it comes up crafting this idea happens is Pesach. People do not like cashing the oven, or they can't cash the oven. They don't have any microwaves. They buy a toast oven. Toast oven, what do you do with it? You put it on the counter. I use it. It gets very hot. Keep away from the kids. That's when I'm in Pesach. We have big, a massive toast oven. So the shaila was, they went over to a Berkman and said, can we take the food on Shabbos and put it next to the toast oven? Take out the refrigerator, take out the cooker, put it next to it. So he tied this, the din again, sila rachilo. We'll see that everyone knows, alochis, you want to take your food out of the refrigerator, take your kugel and put it on top of your crack pot, maisis mutter. Not maisis kubavashel. It sounds like in those days, the idea of smich was a common thing to go do. They would take it, they used to have, let's say, these heaters in the house, and they put food next to it, or they had a ton of put food next to it. Today, no one puts the food next to their ovens. No one, you never see anyone heat up the food that way. The only time is when they have a patenta Pesach, that you might go do that. So is that nichel again a messy mavashul? Come on, Berkus, he wants a time. Today, the Sinat Chila, everything is water. Why? Because not nichel again a messy mavashul. It's not worth them putting on top of your crack pot, taking out the kulo, putting it on top. I mean, in those days, it was a common thing to go do. You can put it either atop of the kiwa, put it inside the kiwa, atop of the tanner, outside. So I had also on the outside. So the end, when it's a common thing to go do, we're down to the paiskim, then we have these klelim over here, what to go do over here. Maisa the gate of Bizman is there, and what's taina? Who in the Silat Chila, this question is very good in the Sigur Shavoy. The gate us practically, the Maisa is not messing with Mavashul, and therefore it should be motor.
This question was raised that they were supposed to put something on the
baby. In Dira, we'll get to that question also, Bezer Hashem. What happens by your radiators? If they're my brother's Dira, right, my father's, they'll tell me about my brother's Dira, how they had a milky radiator and a fleshy radiator, one to heat up the pizza, one to heat up the hot food. So the question of you, on Shabbos, this girl forgot to, do you need it? Was it not messing with Marshall? Why didn't she question? Get back to Sikh in the Chazara, and maybe see what Tchila, what to find messing with Marshall. Well, same thing, same thing, the top also, sorry, the top, same thing. What, on the inside? On the outside, no. Smicha is motor. Smicha, again, is not normal, not kemechzi. Again, you want to tie on the outside, on top, is not mechzi, and mice is motor. You can argue the point.
That doesn't necessarily get to the answer.
It gets about the sikha. Now, till now, again, we went through the sikhas, they get to the head, they get to kiwa, went through six of them, again, the seventh one will leave over to Rishon Dalad. Now, more the Shulchanos Mamshif, the sikha of Tanu, the next mission, the sikha of Tanu, that means the kiwa, the base them is rectangle. Has a place with two pots over here, and they put one top of another, some put it inside, on the side, but mice have two pots. A tanner is triangle. That means it was thick on bottom and went narrow on top, and only had space for one oven on top over here. So it being a case that's rectangle to a case of triangle, and explains the paiskim, the tanner is more chomer, has more heat inside, there's more hevel inside, and therefore will not have the attempt to get to what we see by the sugya of kiro. So it means tanner is more than kiro. Now the question is, exactly what are the chumras of Tanu over Kira? So come along the Beis Yosef, Api the Rambam, the words of Mishabu wants to call Lamates, he writes the Shaitin, Api the Rishainim, is Be'etzem there's one klal over here. That means we went through six Eterim, but Be'etzem there is one klal that Tanu is more chumra than Kira. The klal is, anytime that Kira needs Gora for Kotum, by Tanu Lamaisim won't work. Anytime that a Kira does not need Gora for Kotum and still Mutter, then by Tano also be Mutter. That means the Klal is only one Chumra Tana has over Akira, that whatever needs Gara for Kotum, we'll have to find what that means, that will not help by the case of a Tanner. Why? Because a Tanner has more heat inside of it, and the way how the Chorinim explained, Maghavam is rubbing down the Rambam, because since there might be some insects inside, or there aren't some embers inside, you might come and stoke it, and then by Hashem Yechato. So God, we did an act of Gara for Kotum, two things out over here, but being nice and more Chomer. Now, once we have this klal over here, let's go through the six Heterim we went through. Number one, we had a Heter of Kashuk Vavo. What is the Heter Kashuk Vavo? You can't stoke it. Words of Mishnah Berurah of Kotun Yud Ches, he says, why Gufo Damri? The Heter is the Heter of Gufo. That is the Yisrael of the longest. Therefore, if by Kiyo, we come along to Mekel Mitzad HaSugur Gufo, by Tana will not have the Heter. Therefore, the Mishnah says, L'mechesa Beis, Tana, there is no heter kashuk vavo. That means the lumdus over here, the klal is, whatever's working inside Goruf will not work by Tanner. Tanner, the Mishnah says, does not have a heter Kashigvovo. Why can a heter of Kashigvovo is the son of Grufo? Aleph. The second heter of Goruf Kotum. Again, that's Pashas, Siglam, Chesna, Veiz, Pashas. Mice does not work over here. The third heter of Michael Ben Nesai, that means Ramachalik Chanani versus Rabbonon, Kamun Kais Lam Chesna Beis, and says, El Chanami, it's Tali. If the Mishnah Lam Vovan Beis is a case of Shehiel, Kamun Kui Mach Michael Ben Nesai, then Lam Chesna Beis Kamun Kui Mach in case of Tanner. If the Mishnah Lam Vovan Beis is Lahavzer, then Kodah Chanani, Lam Heta Michael Ben Nesai. The ever comes along, the extent of Michael Ben Nesai has nothing to do with Karuf. Michael Ben Nesai is the heter of why there is no Shem Yechato. This reason, the Kamun Ramon, he says, only the heter of Chananyo, says Ramon in the parentheses, when he says over the Mechab Zalokho, the if the Loch is also negates the Gil Tanner. There is a heter case of Tanner. Mishabu explains why. Because the heter of Chananyo does not depend on Goruf and Kotum. That means Mishabu Zikolam test says the Yisrael of the heter does not depend on Goruf and Kotum. Negates Smicho. What's the Loch in that case? So we're going to go like a bio. And the Mai says Smicho is Osir. Why? Because what is the lundus of Smicho? Speaks out the Mishabu as if Kotum to Zayin. Because the idea of smicha is like Goruf HaKotum. If so, it's like Goruf HaKotum, like by Kiro, there it helps. Masha Ein came by the case of smicha, by Tanner, that we need Goruf HaKotum, the Maisha won't help over here. The Heter of a stomach Ruhaloi, or the Mandiyom of Yafaloi, over there, why is the mutter? Speaks out the base Yosef, because no Shash Shemichato. Therefore, Mishbu brings out from Prima Godim, the reason why it helps by the case of a Tanner, why? Because not beside Goruf HaKotum, there's no Shash Shemichato. The idea of Kiddushais is a work, that's before Shigumar and Lafin Ches, by the case of a Tanner. And again, and not only that, the Torah that said, maybe it only works by Tanner, not by the case of Kiro, also Nokshash Shemichato. I mean, it comes out, we have six Heterim by Kiro, three apply by Tanner, and three do not apply by Tanner, but it's all one Yisrael. That means it could be Machma by Kashu Gvovo, by Tanner, and Goruf HaKotum, and some of the Tanner, because those three, those are Heterim, which are the Sugi of Goruf HaKotum. Those three come to Machmer. Mashenkin, the sugyo of Mastamak Ruhalo Yofaloi, the sugyo of Michael Menasoi, sugyo Kiddo Chaiso, the Hetzim Mitzal Shem Yechato. That also applies to the sugyo of Tanner. That's the Yisoi, and that's what comes out. All the six of term to be applied by the case of Tanner, Mashenkin, the case of the. To be applied by the case of Tanner. There is one point over here that Kamal Mishmoni discusses. We're saying when you don't have the idea of Goruf HaKotum coming to be Machmer, he says, number one, by Kashuk Vavo, it's going to be Machmer, and number two, by the case of Goruf HaKotum. Let's say you have two Heterim together. It's Kashuk Vavo and it's Goruf HaKotum. Maybe in that case, by Tanner, you have a double Heter. Maybe it will come to be Chosh the Chum of the Hevel Rav over here, but it's Eitz over here. Which brings down Machlok Shushain, what he calls again the Chedush Ran, which again is our Shit Ran. It means that the Shit Ran from the Ben Yonasan. He says, among the Rishonim what Allah is. He says, the Stimus of Mechabal Maisa to be Machmer. Even when you have both together, it's Goruf HaKotum and Kashkova to be Machmer. The Bush went this way, the Graz, Chadnish, they want to go this way. Maisa and Mishabu at the end of the day, and the Shaitini points out of Konachov Gimel, the whole idea of Goruf HaKotum is true with Machmer. It's not that simple. There's a Machmer Maisa wants to be Mekel. And therefore, but serve this, the Maisa is Mekel when you have two things together. Whereas Kashkova and the Goruf HaKotum, the Maisa come to be Mekel. That's until now the Tanuim Bezman Chazal. He's arguing the Mechaber. Yeah, he's saying Mechaber Mach. He's going to pass the Lekul over here. We have two Tzurim together. Adkan the Tanuim Bezman Chazal. Come on the Rishonim and Vlosh the Paiskim Tanuim Shalonu. That means that our Tanuim comes along again among the Rishonim that the sides was open at top like a triangle as lava heat. You know, the mouth is on the side. More like a matzah bakery, or more like a pizza oven, is on the side, and it was less hevel inside, not as hot inside, and therefore, for this reason, there seemed to be not that much of a chash, more like a case of a kiro, that a person will come to stoke the embers over here. For this reason, the question is, what's tanum shalonu, zman rishonim, is it still the chumah of tanner, or is it the heter of kiro? That means the three chumahs that we spoke out by tanner, maybe will not apply by tanum shalonu. Meisel Rebbeinu Chanan already brings down this heter and Daflam Chesed Beis. He wants to be Mekel over here, and therefore the Ran, the Kolboy, and others are Kech. And Beis Seis brings down this concept that Tanum Shalom to be Mekel, and therefore the Ramah's words are Tanum Shalonu Dina Kikiro. Meisel, it's going to be Mutter and had the Klum of Kiro, all six, seven, the term over here. Therefore, command all the place can go this way. Again, the Mishabura does bring down the Mashal wants to be Machmer. Most of the place would not seem to go this way. Again, also they point out Machabed not bring down this heter, calling the Beis Yosef. And therefore, there is a Machzav Shekel in Rishon Dalet, says Machabed's Machmer. The Mikivegin in Rishon Zayin, this is Machabed's Tzarachin, this is Mesopik. Most of we go like how big the place can go, the more brings it down. That Tanum Shalonu have a Gedder of Kiro. Now, even Tanum Shalonu, we have a Gedder of Kiro. Come the Mishabura brings down a Tanu of a Nachtoim. A baker's tanner. Now the way the Mishmur says over, seems to be mavuch among the achronim, what the chumah of tanner shal nachtam is. Mishmur says over that since a nachtam uses it constantly, therefore since based upon the time wise, using all the time, it's not just an hour, two or three, it's going 10, 12 hours, weeks at a time, it's constantly going over here, going weeks at a time, so much hevel inside, has a chumah of a tanner, might be the tzitzis inside, shem yechato. And therefore, even though Tanum Shalom will come to be Makel over here, but not Tanum Shal Nachton. Because the way how they use it is they use it for a long time and has a lot of heaven inside. Kamlul Chaznish says the side of Tanum Shal Nachton is not the time wise, not a lot of heat over here. I mean, Shmuel's words are, just about Sikim by Todr has a chum over here of regular Tanur. Chaznish says the side of a Tanum Shal Nachton is the Tzira, the shape and the design. That means a house has one design. The bakery has another design made to retain heat. And therefore he says, even if you have a Tanushon Nachtim in a Balabais' house, has to get a Tanushon Nachtim. And if you have a Balabas' Tanur inside the Nachtim's house, the mice will come up to be Machmer. You don't go look at the Nachtim, you look at the Tanushon Nachtim. You look at the shape over here. You don't look at the person using it, you look at the shape over here. And if the shape has this concept that we made to be used for a long time, whether you do it or not, that'll be the chumah of Tanur Shal Nachtoim. So again, it comes down to get Tanurim before we get to today's day and age. We have Tanurim B'Zman HaChazal, we have the chumah, anything to get to go for Kotum will not apply to Tanurim B'Zman HaChazal, number one. Number two, we have Tanurim B'Zman Rishonim, we can pass as a get of Kiro. Number two, we have Tanurim of a Nachtoim, Shalom, what that means over here, we give it a get of a Tanur. The get to Tanurim B'Zman HaZeh, ours are electric, and they point out, before it would be the same halacha to get to the sugya of Kiro, did not have the idea of a being very hot inside. Again, but let's say, says Dine Fisher, you have the Tanum Tanu Afio, I think it means he writes 300 Celsius. That means the case over here, the master bakery, the case of the pizza oven over here, pizza oven, I'm not sure, but at least the master bakery can get very, very, very hot over here, 300 Celsius. Then he wants the Tanu what? It's Mana Chazal already. That's a real get of a Tanu over here. But our Tanu is the Meister. At Fahrenheit, it's 455. Celsius, I think, is much less than that. We don't get to this amount of heat over here. That's also not the zero over the bakery has over here. So our Tanum is Manazel have a get of a Kiro. That means, what? Yeah. Tanum is Manazel. Now, only when you have a self-cleaner might get that hot. But otherwise, I don't think we ever get this. We don't get, our Tanum don't get the levels of their Tanum. I mean, it's back to the head of the Amor, Tum Shalonu has Dina Kikiro. Now, what's the Dina Kikiro? What's the halacha? Let's say a person wants to be Dushia. He wants to leave something inside. So, whether in the Geta Chananya, which is less of Michael Bandasai, that you want to do a case of Shia, on the side, we do not call it Kiva Egan, that's not Pura, that Karafa Kotum works. Or we're going to be Machma, Toyb Lizal, the Chachila for the Abonon, and more than Michael Bandasai. In the oven, what we'll have to go do a case of Karafa Kotum. That means the person in Erev Shabbos, he has his chicken inside, that's really Michael Ben Asai. He wants to leave there and let the oven go another hour, and the time will turn off after an hour over here, then take out the food. The question is, what to go do practically? How do you do the act of Gorfa Kotum? So come along, numerous farmers say, very simple. You put inside a black inside the oven. You have a heating element over there. The words of Vazi writes, he says, put silver foil there. You make all the silver foil over there. Come on, Yom Zilber, a Vosner, Aviashbo, Strombach, then what kind of a symbol you put silver or black over there, Lemaisa, it's water. In the oven. You have an oven over here, you have a chicken inside the oven, it's only Michael Ben Desai called the Chachomim, or less Michael Zoy called the Chananyo, you want to do an act of Shia. Our oven is the get of Kiro. What do you mean the case of Kiro? Happy Garvin Kotum. What's Garvin Kotum? I said right now, on the bottom. That's what I said right now. That means you put over here a black, you put silver on the bottom.
That's
a underneath, underneath, on bottom.
Well, that's a
I'm saying, that's one malach.
the bottom has to be the bottom of the altar?
No, underneath the chicken. Underneath the chicken. And it's anchor. Either way, either on bottom or underneath the chicken won't make a difference. Atzad Hasheni, they point out who we have a problem here. Those who say very simply, you put a block over there, underneath, you put silver over there, Voss's words are silver, it sounds like Namachalko Taimus silver over there, no problem here. And the others say any silver, again, there's a Shmuel, they asked, comes to Loch, I saw yesterday, the Maisa's make all silver over here, the others make any silver. They point out Maisa, the Mechaber, it's the figure of Goruf and Kotum, but the case of Goruf, what is that? The words of Mechaber is, Hoiti menu kolon gecholon, all the coals. We said the case of kotum, next words are, just shekise gecholom, take ashes and you cover it. He does not say the word kol. By gorf, he says all. By kotum, he drops the word kol. The question is, when you cover something, do you have to cover all the coals or not? My said there is a tverish of mishnayis, there's a goyin also of mishnayis. They come along, they want to say, the loch is daf coming mixas. Words of mechaber. And therefore, I see the Eretz Yisrael. We want to say we pass the Maisa mix us is enough. The Maisa, Mishmua does not go this way. Mishmua says, Hainu kol gecholim. We're Eli Rabba, Teisu Shabbos, I'll be in the simple reading of the Ran over here. If we're going to pass kol gecholim, where's the heating element inside your oven? Maisa, when you have the turbo, or when you have over the grill, and even numerous times over here, the heating element is not only on the bottom, it's also on top. It could be on the sides also, depending on the type of oven you have. If that's so, Lechura, what do you have to cover? The heating element, the top, the bottom, the sides, wherever it is. So how in the world does a blech on bottom work for the fire that's coming from the top over here? L'moshel, when you have a crack pot, and you want to do the tzadasar, sugar garfa kotum, negat shia, or negat sugar chazaro, what do you have to cover? Is enough to cover the bottom, come on the swarm, and you take a part of crack pot, you see the heating elements are in the sides also. You touch this also on the sides. You have to put the silver on bottom, and also on the sides. Why? Kol gecholim. You have to do a heck and everything. If that's so, those want to in your oven, you want to do a case of shea over here, what do you do? You have to put a something inside the oven that covers a blech on top and a bottom and the side and the side, wherever it's coming from. Therefore, Miyashiv, Maestri Isma's question, and the Chodeshani, and Kovit Talochis of Shmuel, Ritzel Shabbos, Raberkowitz, come on and say, you need something like an oven insert. They sell oven inserts, they put it inside. Now, oven insert has four sides to it. There are two sides, top and bottom. Now, if it comes to the back, you might need for the back. I don't think it comes to the back. Now, the door, you don't need. The door has no heating element over there. So, who you need four sides over here, the whole pockets, in a situation where it's coming, these different avenues over here. So, my colleague is in an oven to do garf and kotum, but number seven wants time to know garf the ikku makari. One time the ikku is in the bottom. I'm not sure why that's the ikku over here. We want time that's the ikku. If us said that's enough, if us said also have to cover the knobs, that's the sugar negate covering the knobs. But without, besides from covering the knobs over here, they want to tie the bombs enough. Salasheni, you can argue stark and say you need an oven insert. You need something that covers all four sides over here. The Maisa is before Shema Moshe. Before Shema Moshe. Now the question is, in Shema Moshe, when it's brought down the Chelik Dalad, Sibin Ayin Dalad, and the Sigur Bishul is Oischa Vav and Oischa Zayin. The print that I have at home, that I received by my Bar Mitzvah, that Shema Moshe was alive, V'chayev, has certain words. The ones that came out that you buy in the store right now has four more words to it. They look at the original Tshuva Tov Eidah that has four more words to it. And it's very clear he's answering something, question of what case he's discussing. That means the one that said in front of me, he's discussing Mama Shivai's case of oven insert. They asked him oven insert said about it helps. And the simple reading is the Maisa and by case of Shia I need an oven insert. And therefore a simple bottom in the old print says oven insert, where my Moshe? Because he had the print that I had, that Moshe says oven insert by the case of Shia. Maestro, the four more words you add in, Shemutul Lishos Loy Lahakzer, then it goes on further and the get stick of oven insert, the Maestro works. And therefore, according to this, it comes out, the Moshe is causing an oven insert, the get to the stick of Chazara, and why is Chazara worse in the case of Shia? The way the Shur Shitzchak explains, they have a Bayah Mexican Mavashal. Not Bayah Shemi Chata, Mexican Mavashal. So the case of Chazara is worse. They have a Moshe being Machmer only in Chazara and not Shia. And therefore, the Sefer Kolom, he brings down 6-7 pages in the Gerta where the Merucha of Moshe came out. That means the simple bomb says, in his old prints, the Maisa, it's Mutter or Moshe. The Moshe say, I don't know what Moshe you're referring to over here. And therefore, the new prince, he doesn't even bring down the Moshe. He brings down two options on top, and Machloik's the Maisa on bottom. Two sides, you need an oven insert or not. Two sides over here. Now, Maisa, the footnote doesn't really add up add up to what he says on top. Does it drop differently what he says on top? Maisi had two sides. What are you going to do over here? What?
Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you? Because they want to tell the ikker, the heck is enough. People, you don't look. You don't see that fire. First, you don't see the fire. Well, maybe that's the ikker flame in the bottom. That's how the standard way of making ikker is. Maybe, ulai. The esmi, the stock is for the Lord, I know where you're getting it from.
If you're using, that's if you're using the top. You don't use the top.
If you don't know, if you're not using the top of the sides, then a bottom is fine. But that's what I said. If you do turbo, use grill, and sometimes in all settings it might be that way. Depends what type of oven you have. Then might see using the top and sides also. Size depends how fancy your oven is. Some
the you show on the top of the bottom.
It depends what type of oven you have. Depends how fancy your oven is.
Those of us by the birthdays, I use the chazor also.
Well, I have to get the second chazor. Why it's different? That's different cloth. So Maisa Api Svar Shiboy, the point over here, the words Mishu was Kol Gecholim. That's a Svar Shiboy, and therefore should be in all sides. Again, those who want to argue, it sound that way. But Maisa Api Svar Shiboy, of it insert, if that so is, Maisa the Ger practically had to go to Shio. Most of us do not have an oven insert. Therefore, maybe Kisem Chapat Chananio make its roof out of it. But otherwise, if it's less of Maisa Api Svar, you surely shouldn't do that. You have to give Shio over here.
It's only at the top
of
the bottom you have to cover the food itself.
No, don't cover the food. Karf is you don't cover the food. By what's kotab? Kotab means cover the ashes, the thing on top.
Somewhere between them, right over it, but not much next to the
flames. It doesn't have to be next to it, no.
It has to be next to the flames. It's the heck that's on the flames. Well, actually, you're putting on something on this pan. What's it a heck? There's some drip.
He says yes.
No, it has to be on it.
Even the insert doesn't always cover the sides, right? The insert is generally not as big as the oven itself.
Fun. That's the case of a tanner. Next case, the case of a kupach. A kupach is a place that's square, that's a place for one pot over here. That means, again, a kiro is rectangle. A case of a kupach is square. In the case of a tanner, the case of that's triangle. Three different sizes over here. Now, to get to the case of a kupach, does it work the case of Garfa Kotum, the Taz, and up here the Torah wants to say Maisa does work? Maisa Mishbura, up here the Meisesiv, up here the Rambam, Maisa does even a case of Kash Kvovo, the Maisa does not need a case of Garfa Kotum over here. Now, what comes out from the Mishnah and the Sigur is very clear that the case when it's Kash Kvovo has a get of Kiro, all six of Tyrim, when it's a case of Gefas Eitzim, it's like the Taner, will come out, you'll have two Chumras over here. You'll have the Chumra that does not help Garfa Kotum. Will not help the case of smicho. That means that two chumas in the case of kupach, when the situation is the case of etzim ugefes, and the get of tan over here. So Akka now went through the kolom of the six eterim and required them to get to a kiro, tana, kupach. Now the question is, we did not follow the rules. Well, that means did not do that way. Come with Gemara Daf Lamaches, after we have the kolom, it says, what's loch in the gate of shokach v'sho and ova v'sho? Now, the question over here is, what exactly is Gemara's question? Let me first start off, shakach v'shah. That means a person forgot to do an act of karaf v'kotum. He left on if your food on the open flame. What's halacha? And the question is, sign the gate to Chananya, that when he holds less of Michael ben Nesai, sign according to Abonim, what's more than Michael ben Nesai? Now, it comes out from the sugya, the gate to Bishul, and the gate to really all Lamatas Malachis, we have Machlekes, the gate to Knas Shabbos. Machlekes, Yabhudo, Mayor, also Bechel Sandal. The way how we come to, let's say, Paskin, the Mokhmat Tzor, the Mishabua, Simish Yuches, Apir the Goin, we know Paskin like the Mayor. That means the gate to our Mayor, but the case of a Mazid is also for everybody till Moshe Shabbos. Masha Enke, the case of a Shogig is much for everybody Miyad. I mean, make it simple, go to the Mayor Shito, come to the Chabad, not go this way. But Mishabua said, Mokhmat Tzor, the Loch is Beshogig, much Miyad for everybody. Mot Shabbos is mutter for everybody. The Mazid is mutter only for everybody. Mot Shabbos. Come on, the Gemara over here and says the loch is loishno. By the case of Shia, loishno. What does that mean? The Gemara has two options. When we come aloch lemaisa loishno, whether shaking, whether Mazid, both of the maisa are usher. That means even though in the Geter with Cholius, mechavet in the case of shaking and Mazid, over here we're not coming to mechavet shaking and Mazid, both are usher. The Gemara explains why. Even the Sikh of Aroma, the person says, oh, I'm a Shogig, and they really do the case of Amazin, they don't have enough of Maisa Shabbos. So we want to take away the act of people doing the Sikh of Aroma, and then we can say, Loishna, Shogig, Amazin, the Maisa's Osir.
So what's
the bottom line? The gate of the Sikh, first of all, it comes out when the person is Shokach Vasha, Shogig, Amazin, Osir.
Wow.
Come on, the. Mamam Shif the Gemara has a sugya over here. It says that's the get to Shog of Asha, and the get to Avasha Mai. Avasha. Come to Shainim, says, what are you talking about? We just discussed, we just went by shit. The Lacha is Shog of Asha, the Lacha is Asr. What's the words are Avasha? So the two main Mahalcha among the Shainim, we call the Rosh Hashita versus the Riff of the Rambam. The way of the Rosh and the Sad, they were discussing after the Gezerah, and both the Asr, Sai Shaking Yasai Mazen. But who is the Asr for? Until now, we're discussing for himself. What about negate to other people? What about negate to Bnei Beisai? What's the loch in that case? Do you say, since he himself will be us anyway, he won't gain from it, therefore he will not ask it for other people? Or no, Lamaisa, we'll still ask it even for other people. What's the loch in the Gera, the words of the Rosh of Bnei Beisai, the way how the Torah brings down the Rosh is Acherim. And the Bnei Beisai says Bnei Beisai and Acherim are the same thing. Gam Mishmu said they're dropped different over here. Well, let's call Bnei Beisai and Acherim the same side over here. That's the first question. That means the first question of Pashit Shagim means that's also that's for himself. What about Acherim? The Gemara has a case of a Toshima, a case of a Beitz over here, and the words of the Bryce is Osir, or the Psak is Osir. So who's Osir for, says Rosh? Osir means Osir for everybody. That means the Gemara is being pushed to Shail is Osir for Acherim. That means, according to Rosh, what's the Gemara's question for others? A Pashit Shail, the Chumro. Aftan Hashani, it seems that the Riff and the Rosh, the Riff and the Rambam had a different gear, so then it gets an Ovav of Shokach. And the question over here is, until now we're discussing the first half of the Gemara, was over Michael ben Nasai, but less of a Moshe called Tsarkoi. That was saying, Lashna, what is Shaggy or Mazen? But here was Kaisa, a Moshe called Tsarkoi. And now when you're cooking, it's going to be a case of Yafaloi. Do we still have a case of a Gzeirovir come to be Machmovir, you have a Baya, and make a task upon a person or not? What's the look in the gate to Yafaloi? That means the Gemara's first half of the Sugin is costing more than Michael ben Nasai. The second half of the Gemara is costing a case, what's more than, it's maybe Moshe called Tsarkoi in the case of Yafaloi. Over here, we're not pushing the Shiloh, and therefore the Riff and the Rambam might say they want to be Mekel. That means you have to realize two ways to learn the Sugyo, and the way to push the Shiloh comes out two opposite ways. That means the Rosh is saying the question to get him, they base on the get to Cherim, and he's being pushed to Lechumro. The Riff and the Rambam said the question to get to Yafloi, or being pushed to Lekulo. That means they have two different ways of learning it, two different ways of coming out from the Sugyo. I've come to the Sugyo. The local Mice had to be Paskin, so go through the different cases. First one as a question the gate of Shogun of the Shah. We pass a local mice and Lushno Shogun Lushno Mazen, Avad is Osir. The only question is coming to Mishabrua is it going to be Osir Kadesh Yasu or not? That means the gate to me, Lochu, you have a Chumri Kadesh Yasu, the gate to Kadesh Shabbashu, we don't have a getter of Baisal Kadesh Yasu. The question we had to be is it Kadesh Yasu or not? We say Lushno and the gate to Shogun Otto Mazen or not? That's a Shiloh, Machloik is the Gaze Oshri versus Rambam over here. Meister Mishmur is not pushing the Shiloh. You have two sides over here. What's the loch in the gate? The Shog of Asha is it being Issa of Kadesh Yasu or not? The next thing is, in the case where a person did a Mavush called Tsarka, what's the Yafaloi? Had to go past in that case. That means, according to the Riff of the Rambam, that's the most question when you push the Kulo. According to the Rosh, that's not the most question. Therefore, if that's not the most question, maybe let's be Machmer. So it comes out, the Torah says he's not inside the Riff of the Rambam. This machmi, even in the case of Yafaloi. Because that's not the Gemara. And where you come to Mechalkov between Yafaloi and a case in less than Michael Mendesai. The Maisa, the Mechaber went, we have the two of the three, Kedarko, we have the Riff and the Rambam versus Rosh. Two of the three of the Maisa are being Mechal in the case of Yafaloi. And therefore, the Mishmura, the Taz, the Magarvam, they're being Mechal in the case of Yafaloi. That means it comes out, negate the signal of Shukr Lashah, Kadesh Yasu, that's a question. Negate the case over here of Yafaloi. Mishmur passed like the Mechabel Meisel Lekulo. What about the Gate Acherim? The Rosh's question now, we learn the Sugyo here. So the Beis Yosef brings down the Gois Mordechai, he wants to be Mekel against the Sugyo of Acherim. Why? He says the Svarah Shemai is a person come along, he would not go do it for others, and he himself is not gain out of it. Ain't Adam Chaytiv Leiloi. He's not gain out of it. Why? Mike cannot swore him. He's not going to do it for other people over here. The Meisel Torah, well, like the Rosh, that's the Gemara's question, Pashel Lechum over here. The Meisel come along to be Machmer. And therefore, the Mishmur and the Bik of the Pesach go this way, the Maharam and others, they come on the Paschim, the Geet HaCherim, the Maisa come on to be Machmavir. That means it comes out the Gemara's second half. The Riff, the Ram, the Maisa wants to be Mekel, Yafaloi, Mishmur Paschim to be Mekel. The Geet HaCherim, the Rosh, wants the Paschim, the Chum to be Machmur, Mishmur Paschim, the Maisa to be Machmavir. That means practically, the Chorah, there are four ways a person can do an act of Shiel that does not do an act of a Black Ovir. And they have four different halachas. That means you have a case, number one, that's less than Michael Mendesai. You have a second case over here, practically, it's more than Michael Mendesai, but the mice is less than Mavush called Tzarkai. You have a third case over here that's more than Mavush called Tzarkai, but still Yafaloi. You have a fourth case, that's Raloi. That's four kimtas a person can do without having a malach over there. Question is, what's the lachan to get these four kimtas? Just set up over here, very simple. Less than Michael Menasai. Look, it's us for him, and it's us for others. Us for everybody. Whether a case over here is Shakach or over, Shakach makes no difference. Loishna. That's the first case. When it's more than Michael Menasai, and it's less than Mavush called Tzarkai, then according to the Rabbanon, the lach is us for him, and it's usher for others. Whether a case of Shakach, whether a case of Mazid, that's the Rabbanon. Chananya, will the Michael Menasai, the Mice is Motor. When a case of it is Mavush called Tzarkai, but still the case of Yafaloi, then come along the Rabbanon, can only Rabbanon, click whether the case of Shegging or Mazid. But the case of Mazid Machmer, the case of Shegging to be Mekel, Chananya Avadis Motor. A case of Raloi, everybody is a Mice that's Motor. That means we have four different cases and four different halach that come out. For us, practically, the klal negate the knas, mishmu and simish and yuches of kon beis, who we also the place can bring down, is that if any sheet that says something is mutar hachilo, we're not going to make a knas. Is there a case that once the meichel menasai chnana matirat? The mechav brings down lo shish oimim, the mosen is v'nagu, so fine, so there's no knas. That means, for, even though there are four things that come up in the sugya, four kingdoms over here, for us, once a Michael Menasai, Avad is no knas. Less a Michael Menasai, the lach is knas for you and for others, whether a case of a shaking amazing, that makes no difference. Lo yishma. Again, for us, we paskin. We paskin. No, that's not lachat chilo. No, the klal, no. The klal mishmu is, if someone says, go to something, do lachat chilo, it won't be a knas. Because Mordechai is saying there's no issa to it. I can go to Lachilo. Avadi can. To bring out the point, to put some things together, there's a Maisha Yom Berach 12 years ago. That was the Isha, she's making a chol into the crackpot. She heard about Orchid coming, so right before Shabbos, took two potatoes, she peeled them and put them inside the crackpot. Maisha had two potatoes by the time it gets Shabbos, the Kuran is not Maisha from the soy. Crackpot is a slow cooker, even wants to say until it says Kachovim. Maisa won't get to Michael Mendesai. So the question was, Maisa, is the potatoes osser? Is now the whole tarchul osser? Is the kedera osser? As osser, not only for her, osser for the whole entire house. Four different questions over here. Okay, I said the pot itself, potato itself osser. I just said that. We'll get to four questions over here. So the first thing, when they came over to me, I said, Maisa, is there a black there? Is it silver inside? So we went to look. We saw it was covered on the bottom, a little bit on the sides. It wasn't covered the whole entire thing. Or maybe most of the sides. It was not covered. The whole entire issue was not covered. So I asked the Maisa, you're going to serve it tonight. Tomorrow. Chance for tomorrow. Right? We have to be a lach to begin a simon. You serve it tomorrow. There's no bayah in the case of Shia Bidi Evan. Not welcome to go to. He says, well, the boys come home at night. You know, they come and take. So Shkofi Rishayna. The potatoes are also. And the cholent zasser for everybody, and the pot zasser. That's Ashkaf and Rishayna. Oh, so the chur that you said ahead to Kiddur Chayso is what the lumpus we said over last time. It has to be something that will not be ready tonight to be stoked. They'll be ready tonight during the meal. And the person. Oh, for that's Pierce Mishnai. We don't call it Pierce Mishnai. That's an interesting question. Michael, the Rambam himself, doesn't pass that way. That's a great question. Is that the Machlitz you showing them? Because when he wrote Pierce Mishnai, he was a Rishon.
What?
I don't think it's down. You have right. Well, nice. At the end of the day, the yacht says no.
It's
great question. I'll fly it. What?
They want
to jump
ready for tonight.
Because and also, they plan to eat tonight. That's a Maisa. You go through each step over here, put in coolers over here. That means first, to get the person himself is a mutter or not. So, first, we said over here, we mentioned beforehand, the Gun Sheet on Sferis Elbush says, what's the getter of Kotum? Part of the coals. So part of the king element was covered over here. They bring down every Yisrael that he might have passed away. Gami says Shia Mishnayis, he passed this way. Which was Machmer. Maisa, the low saying Maisa works. V'oid, in the first Chabur, pointed out, the whole idea to be Machmer to get a single guard for Kotum, but are your utensils, no one's stoking the flame. What are you coming to do? Come to add wood to it, come to change the flame over here. Kamlum, the newest place, would grapple. Why the world would come to be Machmer? Avadu a Machmer, because whatever reason the Kamlum say, it's Nichle Gedo Shem Yechato. But B'dievet to be Semech upon it, we mentioned then, the Orlitz Yen's Tainos, B'dievet, Yishem Elismach, because who said that all we need a case of Kar for Koto? You said, oh, this disagree with Orlitz Yen. We have two reasons why maybe the person himself can be summoned to go eat it. Because number one, maybe not need to cover all the whole entire eating element. Number two, maybe B'dievet, you can't be Mekel, you get to our utensils over here. They get to the second case, they get to Bnei Besai, but them is the ulcer or not. So the Magavram brings down, if you go look at a mayor, they get to Achem, Lice is Mutter. Come on, the Mishabun, the Shayat Sin says, two left for Magavram. There's a Goyin who passed like a mayor and still does not go this way. Magavram, according to Magavram, Bnei Besai, Lice is Mutter. Well, if you want to be starved, the Goyin Mordechai that says, for Achem, Lice is Mutter, the Bach does pass this way. We don't, but Lice is a Bach, pass the Goyin Mordechai. That's the get to others eating it. The get to that tells them the other food that's not the potatoes. So not only a sugyo, but there's a mavuch among the chayim. Do you need a bittel b'shishim? That's the primogun wants to go. Or the ksav say one say we need bittel b'roiv. Maybe we'll discuss that in simush nirchasev alaf. Why bittel b'roiv l'mais is enough? A vavi have a case of bittel b'roiv over here. Void those one taino that to ask the other foods that dafku in the be'etzim also. This will be much Shabbos. Then what time is it's in the Gavra, Abam Zman, then it's the Chefter, maybe we'll not ask the other foods. Anyway, also Machloikis, Mishmubi Dafi Machmer, the Mogavah, Pi the Rajman, Simish Yichas. Most of those want to argue with the Rajman over here. They get to the Kedera itself, you know, ask the Tells, ask the Pilots, ask the Kedera. Also, we have to go to the Sigur to get to the Rajman that does say this over here, to ask the other things. Most of them want to make a task for the food, the Pasbi Mut to the next day. Boy, the people go and said the klicheres you can't make all the welcome atzaruch. Your kedayo ma'aser is a klicheres. So there is a mevucho, maybe not even to answer the pad over here. That means all four. I mean, ashkafu shayna, we ask everything. You think about it, and analyze the sugya. There's only smores and starkest smores to make all, but all four things they get to the potatoes, they get to the children, they get to the beisai, and they get to the pad over here. Which now brings to another shayla that happened by Iker Barak 22 years ago. One of the first shaylas that I got when I started answering shaylas, I got a phone call from some Isha in Chutz Laaretz, and she calls me and she says, before Shabbos, I set up my coffee machine. I put in the water in the machine. I put the coffee beans in the machine over here. I set up in the timer. Then Shabbos morning, 8 o'clock, the timer goes on. And then I have a hot, brewed coffee Shabbos morning. She wants to know, is this mutter or not? I told her, I'll look into it, I'll get back to her. She says, if it's mutter, get back to me. If it's not mutter, don't get back to me. Yes, my high, why are you asking for it? She says, I'm going to do it anyway. She says, my husband's driving me, he's on my back, he's driving me crazy. Tell me it's a problem. So I'm calling the rabbi to ask him what to go do. Since then, I've got numerous type of questions like this. I learned that's not just girls, boys act like girls, it's the same type of question over here. It's mutter, get back to me, otherwise don't get back to me. It's a great question. What's the halacha of shehiyo on Erev Shabbos with a Shon Shabbat? A summit, whether a situation that's not mevushal at all, or a situation with mevushal is garfu kotum, how do you look at these things on shehiyo again to Erev Shabbos by a time clock? So they start off, the first case to start from is the Chassam Sofer. Now the Chassam Sofer, he did not have electricity, he passed away in 1839. But they have a ma'aseh brought down the sefer Ma'aseh Yushlayim that he brings down that the Chassam Sofer in a shul in Frankfurt to Maine, they would learn all night Friday night. They wanted Shabbos morning to have coffee, hot coffee. I'm just the same ma'aseh over here. So what they did is they had by their tanner, they put these twigs over here, they had the wood over here, and then they had something called a lunt, a string, and they lit the string Erev Shabbos, and the string burnt very very slowly. This wick over here. And when it came to 2-3 o'clock in the morning, then it hit the wood, and then the fire went on. A Shabbos clock. Fire went on, wood gets cooked, and then you have your hot coffee before davening, before the seeking, to wake yourself up over here. Maisa, I'm sorry for effect for the main, this is the team we did over here. So when Maisa Yishlaim brings it down, he says, Mavuch over there was, you have a bayam, it's Hashem Yechato. What's the answer? Shia, Hashem Yechato. He said, but let's say you have no problem with Shem Yechato, the mice should be mutter. I mean, only if you take your Shem Yechato as mutter. That means, when you get to us, Your coffee machine, people tell me, most of them are have one setting. It's like a hot plate. That means there's no Baal Shem Yichato. It's like Garfu Kotum. Or in a case, let's say it's a couple settings. But let's say Imamish put a blech there, or a Shabbos in a timer. Built upon this, when they came to its one setting, or two setting with a Garfu Kotum, a Bach Mateches, should be motor. A Gam Kimchal Kajab, and say in the case of Master Yishlam and Chassam Sefer, the fire was somewhere in the world. But also, fire is not here. That's one case I start from. A second case I come from, before Shechashanish, the Yisra Chanish, Mamish is the case, can you put your food inside the oven and have a Shon Shabbat? Shabbos clock. Or Chaim is similar to Ches, in Sukkot Beis, before Shechashanish. He says, if it's not Michael Ben Asoy, so the Vavdi have a chiv to remove it. But Maisi says, if it's Michael Ben Asoy from Erev Shabbos, near the Osir Lahagzer. Chazor is Osir. What does the Chanish mean when he says, on this Ekimto, that's not Michael Ben Asoy, it's Osir? With Michael Ben Asoy, the loch is near the Osir Lahagzer. Come on, Binyam Zilber, and he says, he has a couple of shuvas about this. He means, what's not Michael Ben Asoy, it's Osir, it's on Shio. With Michael Ben Asoy, you're doing a Maisa Chazor in Erev Shabbos, and therefore, since even though you create an Erev Shabbos, it's Osir, it's on a Sugim Chazoro, to leave an on Erev Shabbos, it's on the Chazor happened by itself on Shabbos. And even when's it also? On Erev Shabbos, the Mais Chazor happened on Shabbos through you over here. Just like we discussed in the first Chabur, can have a Mais of Shehiyah, even though a monkey does it. In one time, the same thing, Chazor, Agama happened by itself, the Mais Chazor, and therefore, Mais is also, it's going to happen on Shabbos, even though you did it on Erev Shabbos. That's what it says, Pshat, before Shechaznish. It's not a Sheni in the Chaznish. You take out the Shein Alokas, but the same Oitz of Shabbos, he wrote to Chaim Isim Chaim. Chaim says, when the Chanish says Os Lahavs, it means Osir Chazara. Chazara on Shabbos. Not Maisa Chazara, Chazara on Shabbos. But Shehiel, when the case of Michael Ben Asoy, we pass Chananiel, Chanish pass Chananiel, the Maisa is Mutter. There's no problem here. And therefore, the Mitchas Tzitzkok and the Orchor Shabbos, they go like this mile from the Chaznish. Orchor Shabbos says, to leave food on, that's Michael Ben Asoy on Erev Shabbos, it's mutter. He says, where did I get it from? He says, Chanish, Shein Alochis. Don't say Chanish and left as is. Chanish, Shein Alochis. Because the Shein Alochis, Pshat in the Chaznish. That means it comes out, the two Mercurius, the Achrim discussed, the Gate of Timers, to matter it, they come number one from Chassam Sefer, and number two, they come from the Chaznish, and Shein Alochis, the Chaznish, to matter Timers. Now, the those disagree. First, speak out the Oisim over here. There are numerous places we'll ask them for different reasons. That means, again, number one, Benyam Zilbar, he asks, he has five tshuvas about it, or Nidru, he wants Aser, mitzvah the sugya of Chazara. Fine, those want to argue, with Chazara over here. He said, not Machmud Asai, it's Shia. What's Machmud Asai? That's Chazara. Both are Aser, but it's a different sugya. He's saying, he explained the study of the Issas coming to the places.
So, according to the Chazanish,
which I just said the two chaznishes.
Point to the first, the
Yeah, that's a coming to discuss. That's discussing. Yes.
The
cook is
cloud.
Who? But again, I said, what's Michael Ben Asoy do? Take care of the Bayah Gor for Kotum. So either I have a case of Michael. Yeah, three ways of discussing this question. Either it's Michael Ben Asoy Kun Chananiel, or the case is Gor for Kotum Mamish, or it's one setting. It's all the same question.
But it doesn't go.
It's all the same question.
It doesn't come in study. I'm saying
Flachim and study. Well, step by step. So, by those one aser, we know Mazilber, Mitan Sugil, Maisa Chazorik calls it. Come with Sitzel Yezzi, has a tshuva in 1946. He wants a taino. He says, if you let people do it on Erev Shabbos and doing it on Shabbos, what do you do? They start, you know, time is going off an hour from now, 8 o'clock in the morning, I'll put my coffee in at 7 o'clock. I'm doing nothing now, so I'm going to do that on Erev Shabbos, I'll do it on Shabbos. Viv is going to Erev Shabbos, Otto Shabbos. Come with Mishver, the Arthrin says, what right do you have to make up your own Gzeris over here? Sure, Kamut Tzitzliyazi writes back. He also has a couple of tshuvas about to defend himself. Why am I to ask over here? But he wants to ask us Gzeir over here.
Hey,
discussing the Oisim over here. We'll get to two sides and we'll try to set it up. Kamut Tzitzliyazi said, I'm not a baya. Very good. He's discussing the gate of food, not the gate of coffee. He says, very good to get a sugya Shemi Yichata maybe. But what about Shemi Yigos? Maybe Kamut to go stir it over here. Yeah, food. Stir the food. Make it a hot over here. Dine. When Chesed wants to ask it over here, Mitzal Shemi Yigo is stirring it over here. Shlomo Zalman, he quotes the idea of Shem Yigas. He says, what do you mean? I mean Shem Yichato. Somehow the Blech takes care of it. They'll take care of Shem Yigas also. He wants to argue with them. They want to ask me to give Shem Yigas. Al Sadrevi, a fourth man from the Aser, is that there's a Moshe Tshuva before the Chalidal Simon Samach. They asked him, can I put in chicken Erev Shabbos into my oven, put inside a Blech, put in the oven insert, put it on a timer, have the chicken go off 8 o'clock in the morning, come Shabbos 11 o'clock, you have hot chicken and serve it. Can you have a, just serve hot chicken? Geschmack! Mamash, hot chicken Shabbos morning, 11 o'clock. So come with a motion, this is what it says, you saw it on the Sekimto, Shabbos clocks. Maisa, Zilzul Shabbos. Zilzul Shabbos, for Oid, Nechle Geda of a Chazal, we are the Nochi, you come to Aser. I come to do numerous things on Shabbos. I've been inside of Shabbos class. You matter everything with Shabbos class. So that Chazal would ask us the sugya of Miel and Ochri. That means he asked it, number one on the Shabbos, and also asked the sugya of Miel and Ochri. So Maisa comes out first the Easter before they have.
That's the
Moshe Pesach. That means let's discuss the Easter and the answers back. That means according there are five reasons to answer. One is when Moshe asks all Shabbos clocks. I will answer back when I'm not taking on this chumro. We didn't. We have our ikdishes on the Shabbos clock. And why not? Second, Moshe and Dain Weiss, also the Shabbat, he asked us Zilzu Shabbos. Nice again, seem to worry about negate to Shabbos clocks. Third, we ask us Er Shabbos, Otto Shabbos, Chalkas Yaakov, Tzitzliezer, Minchas Yitzchok. Come on the heart street, says you make up your own Gzer over here. A fourth reason, Minchas Yitzchok and Sliyazer Shem Yigais, Kamul Shem Zalman says, we don't see it anywhere once you have a case of Gara Fakotum. The fifth reason, the Aser, after Sugyan Chazorah, Mais Chazorah, again, Chagviyaski said, that's not Psham Chazdash over here. But Mais, we have five reasons why the Achren will Aser timers, and they, the Apesh can go this way, the Chalkas Yaakov, and the Moshe, Minchas Yitzchok, Binyamin Zilper, Kodashani, and those one quote the Chanish to Aser it. There are those who go in between over here, the way the Shemir Shabbos Paskins, he says, when it's fully cooked, then he can be Mekel. The way the Debitzina and the Tzitzit himself, Maskona, he wants a Paskin, he wants to hang up by water, he can be Mekel. Shalwan, not by water, not for other cases. Liyashu will say, when it's goofy, can be Mekel. But Maisa, instead of shading the Iker, those who come along and say, where's the Iser? Maisa, you did Shia on Erev Shabbos, if it's one setting, no Baya Garfa Kotum, or with Michael Ben Asali called Chanan is no Baya. Or in the case over here where there is Garfa Kotum, what's the problem? Don't make up your own gezeiros. Where are you making up these chumras from? Come on, the Har Tzvi, and Shlomo Zalman is true. Mitchas Shlomo Chelav based here Mekel. Agam Shu Sitzchik says Shlomo Zalman told me to be Machmer. Shuva Meisim Mekel. Elatzian Meisim Mekel. Nashik Klein is Mekel. Avosin Shuva Chelav Tess is Mekel. Again, Agam Isha Shabbos says to be Machmer. In all cases, all we'll get to all. Yabia Oim is Mekel. Chaim Knievsky is Mekel. Gilas Seif is Mekel. The Urcha Shabbos is Mekel. And he says where they get it from. It's a Chazanish from Mishnah Halachas over here. The Meisim is the Mekel over here. Berkus no Meisim is Mekel. So what case is this costing? Again, any case we take you in the Baya of Shehiyo, meaning you have three options over here. Whether it has one setting, the coffee case, whether it's Michael Minasari called Chananya, which again, Chinut Bimachm against Chananya called Mishnah Bureau, or when the case when it is Mamish Garfa Kotum, you took you the Shugil of Shehiyo, the Meisim should be Motor. Therefore, Lachal Meisim, your son, Rav Yosef, went over to a Berkus to instigate the coffee case 22 years ago. What can you tell this Isha? He said, go tell the Isha of Maisa's mutter. So he said, fine, Rabbi, I'll go tell the Isha of Avada ben Yevon to tell the Isha's mutter. She said, she's only going to hear Heter. So the Berkut told Yossi, your son over here, no, Yossi, even you can go do it. No, it's not ben Yevon. The Maisa is no problem with him. The Chachil is mutter. So Orcha Shabbos and Chazanish. Maisa is mutter over here. Now, the only Shalom you can't. Now, again, you want to go look at Maisha. Now there are 2 points over here you have to analyze, which really bothering my father over here. What's bothering my father in the Chor, there are two points. Number one bothering my father is there's a sugya, something called Dava Tumul Rabin. That means, for example, Mishmuel Simon Reish Tzadik Gimel, it brings down to make up Dolph on Plag is Mutter. You go make up Dolph on Plag, see what happens. What are you doing? It's Dava Tumul Rabin. You come out with your hot chicken Shabbos morning, guy say you did something else, there's something wrong over here. If the Ilum did it, maybe it's not tomorrow, but no one does it. You have your hot coffee, what happened over here? So you have to know what the get of a tomorrow problem is. Good point. I said you have to answer that question. But only the second question you have to answer, Mezzer Shem, we'll get to Simon Shidcha Bob and Elzman. It sounds to be a specific chumah on water to get the timers. What is it? That's a coffee, it's water. There seems to be a special chumra on water that might have an iser mitzvah sugya v'chitza. A sugya v'chitza that we cannot have targets. Now the question, to take v'chitza to drinking, that's a mevuchah shilchavah. The two reasons why to be mach specifically, again, one to smaller oven, one to get to coffee per se. Otherwise, maisa, what the loch is, that those who are machmer, maisa, as I heard one of them say, the Orchid Shabbos is mekel, doesn't have to be another side. It doesn't mean not any other tzad to be makhmer over here. I found the issue of this morning.
Now, yeah.
Mommy will not let you. Bottom line. Let me go to the next point. Now, until now, we were discussing the sugya of Shia, the idea of when the person has to put things Garf and Kotchim, with Michael Ben Asoy, which is called Sarka, Yafa, Rally. What happens that's very missing from the sugya when you want to take out from the refrigerator tentacle that's fully cooked? And 2 minutes before Shabbos, you want to put it inside your oven that's on. And it's going to hit Shabbos and it's going to be cold. Is there a sugya of Garf or Kotum? Is there a sugya of Shia? I mean, until now, I'm discussing something that's not cooked. When you want to make something hot, that means you did mention, we did discuss when something's Yafla and Rala, the place can be discussing the idea of it tastes better or tastes worse when you cook it longer. It will either shrink, I don't want it. Will taste better, will cook longer, and I think the classic example everyone understands is chicken side of chicken soup. The maisa, the more cooked the chicken, the chicken soup, the maisa, the soup tastes better. The maisa might be maloi because you have orchim, and you'd rather have more soup to serve people, and if you might pour water inside to make it taste worse. You'd rather have more soup. That's a good example of raloi yafloi. We're always discussing the taste. What happens if you just want to heat something up? Is that dichal the sugya of Shia? They point out there's very missing over here of heating something up. It's not, it's fully cooked, something is fully cooked 100%, it's not going to be yafloi, not going to be raloi. You just want to make something hot. What is that exactly? So my son is a chanish and simon lamazayin, discuss this question, and he seems to understand the concept of here, once it's cooked, it's not our sugya. There's no gzerah, because I would not say the local of Gorah for Kotam. I come with him a zilbo, you want to be machman chelavov, chelavali chelk yubay, said them chayzer. We see no sugya over here. Rabbi Yashiv is a tshuva of it and explains the story. One time the Chazal were only worried about when something's getting cooked, there's no gvul to be cooked. Yafalo, Yaloi, there's no real gvul. Make something hot. Making hot, and that's the gvul, that's it. And then it stops. What?
What about the
barrel? Yeah, but usually. Gets Yafalo, Yaloi. But let's say, no, that's not. Chopping the ash is when it's going to be Yafalo, that's why.
Right, so here also.
Here, not Yafalo, your pickle is not getting Yafalo. Getting hot. Tefillah is not getting yafaloi. The shulam might be. It's not getting yafaloi. Not getting raloi. It's nothing.
But after
it's nothing. Raloi anyway is mutter. Raloi anyway is mutter.
So you put your chicken on and now it becomes yafaloi.
But the question is hot nichol getting yafaloi to worry about this sugyah? But maybe it's nichol getting yafaloi. What getter is hot? And even the getter of food come along the chodeshani and the mchayim and the afal and the shmuel and the yafki and orcha shabbos. You want taina? Making something hot in the gear to food, there is no problem. Agam hilchos Shabbos, the Shabbos of Kippur wants to be machmer. So come on, all the Shabbos say there's no problem making something hot per se. Not nichol lachem over here. However, that's the gear to food. The gear to liquid, and what you're asking for, the question over here is, a liquid, something, let's say, was cooked, yet soup. Take out soup. You want to put it inside your oven now, and make it hot. Now, we have to learn the sugar, something that's lach and stunning, has a lach when it gets cold, as if lach, the machlokes among the shenim is considered cooked, and then bishlach avishol, or considered as if it was never was cooked. Mechab is machmer, the more is chush l'chumra. The question here is that let's say a person he erev Shabbos gets hot water, then the kamel gadol writes by us, you have hot water, and you put next to your. In those days, you used to have the beis chayiv, the heating element in the house to heat up the house. In the middle of the night, the beis chayiv went out. Then the guy will make it again Shabbos morning. That means the water was hot, was cold, and then was hot again. A couple of people go to him and says, why don't have an Isim Shia over here? It was hot, fully cooked. Cold, it's liquid now. By water, the Mishnah says, Chama v'tachul, neither the sugya of Michael ben Asoy. Not Michael ben Asoy, it's cold. Come Shabbos morning, it gets hot again. How can you go drink it? First, the people go to him, how in the world are we drinking in those days hot water? Shabbos morning. even if it was hot. Even they have a blech, they didn't do a blech. They only did, they put nest in the base chayiv. It's hot, cold, and hot. Some people go to maybe the same sheet of ain bishlach a bishul by lach. It's already, you're not sure on the case of lach. Maisa, they point out the salad v'chadish l'maisa by lach to be mekel, and if we go say minchas osher, minchas ish must be mekel. Tashenin the Yisub Chaim with Shmuel Kamnetsky, as did with the Maisa saying by lach be paskin lach shes saning and get of lach as if it never was cooked. Anything that's never cooked, they need a sugya of gar for kotum. L'chur really depends when you get to sugya in Simen Shni Ches over there in Sif Tes Vav. How do you look at lachshin standing? See, big mavuch among the pesachim is lachshin standing gate the bnei Ashkenaz. Bnei Svadavad the machmer. The bnei Ashkenaz is the chumro from ikadim coming to be mekel, but it's a chumro shavoy. Well, no, we're going to be machmer, and therefore the back to being standing is get of lach over here. In the sugya of gar for kotum. It sounds like this question really depends. How do you paskin it? Is it really lach? And it's really a ghetto as if it's never cooked at all. And therefore, by our shia. Oh no, we took out the chumra for certain cases. They get to the rices. Here's a case of shia. They get to above the mice. Let me make it over here. That seems to be mevucho. A local mice. What do you go do? Kovish is one setting. There's no problem. One setting is like your path. Now, just to end off, we know the sugya of Shia for 10 days now. It really comes out, we have four aces practically what to go do. Let's be practical. That means what to go do to get Shia is either you'll have the aces of a blech, either you have the aces of being mavushal. What mavushal means either Michael Menasai, Kuan Chananiel, Mavushal Tsarka, Kuan Drabanan. Or we have the aces when you cannot change the setting. That means you have one setting over here. Most places can not like Obiyashiv. And we have the aces of Kudu Chaisa by a crackpot. Those are really the four things. That means in our house, as far as I see, we have five ways of cooking something. We have either a stovetop, we have either an oven, a third case of a crackpot, a hot plate, and an urn. Those are five things. What to go do practically? I think it's very simple. By a stovetop, what to go do? Either a blech or a mevushal. Negate an oven, what's your option? Either a case of a blech or mevushal. Now, there is on an oven something called a Shabbos mode. We'll have to see that Shabbos Moses in different countries means different things. We the Tshuvas means two different things. And that means the way in the Yisrael Shabbos mode, this means it turns off the thermostat and all the buttons of the mice work. When you get to America, what it means in the Shabbos mode, it turns off all the buttons like Toch Betet. That means America will have the heter in the Yisrael, you'll have to learn the sugyo when it just takes off the thermostat, Lav Dafki will have the heter, or won't have the heter. You have Bayavshi over here. That means Shabbos mode, people throw out those words. You have to know what machine you have and what it means in what country. To get to a crackpot, you have three heter. Either it's case of Moshul, Machmud Asari or Chananiel, or Moshkol Tsarkai. You have a heter of a black, of a silverfoil, or Kidur Chaisa. To get to a sugya of your hot plate, if it's one setting, you'll have a heter. If it's two settings, you have a heter, black, Moshkol Tsarkai. To get to your urn, the look is you have to be a case of 160 Fahrenheit, or it has one setting. Otherwise, you buy up some sugya of Shio. In the case, we'll be taking care of it. So again, so we have these term. I think it's very a local mice is very simple. What are you going to do? You have either blech or mavushal, one setting, and a crack by the better kudu chayso.
If it gets ready.